This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned this story in the first hour. Walmart has announced that it's going to close four of its Chicago stores because they're part of a group location that, quote, loses tens of millions of dollars a year. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, you say, Kevin, okay, big deal. Walmart's losing money in a store. Who cares, man? I mean, we got bigger fish to fry, right? This is a big fish. This is a huge fish. This is a whale, baby. We're talking Moby Dick right here. The most one of the most successful companies in the world can't make it work in Chicago, in a particular area. Anybody want to guess where? Is it Hyde Park or where can they not make it work? Let me just give you some hints. There's lots of colored folk there, okay? They can't make it work. So what does that say? Walmart can make it work everywhere in the country except Portland, where they pulled out their stores. Why? You remember why? We talked about it. Were you in class that day? Theft. They're stealing from. So what Walmart is saying, because look, the government's not going to do anything. Law enforcement's not going to. So what? People walk into your store and steal tens of millions of dollars of product. Who cares? Price you pay, man. Reparations, baby. So politicians don't do anything. Law enforcement doesn't do anything. So Walmart says, we're out of here. You know what? Congratulations to us. Because now they can reduce the prices even further. They aren't going to lose tens of millions of dollars in these stores. And now we don't have to take up the mantle for the people that want to get their reparations. Everybody wins. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not. Maybe there are some losers. When we did the report about Walmart pulling out of Portland, and other stores, by the way, pulling out, CVS saying, we're pulling out of San Francisco, Target pulling out of places. You know what the people in those areas, they're like, where are we going to go to get our groceries? Oh, my gosh. And I got to pay now 40, 50% more. It's already bad enough you got inflation from, you got Biden inflation. Now you got company pulling out inflation. Not as big as when GM left Flint, Michigan, after warning these people, if you continue letting the union negotiate for you, we will move our company. And Michael Moore got famous for villainizing GM. How dare they pull out of this community? This community gave and gave and gave and gave and gave. That's a two-way street. The business gave. And then the business said, look, you may think you've been giving us a lot, but we make cars. And we try to make them at a price that we can make them here. But if you don't, if you force our hand, we'll build a plant in Mexico where we don't have to deal with you. And the people are like, oh, we're union and you will fit, you will just make it. And they, you know, pounded their chest and all that and thinking GM, because GM's had those discussions before. And GM said, okay. We told you, we're pulling out. Oh, my gosh, they're pulling out. No, no, no. Then what do we end up with? The Flint water situation, the pipes, copper, you know, corroded with all kinds of toxins and what have you. Because they didn't have the money. Businesses failing. People moving out. As James Taylor wrote in Letter in the Mail, little by little and light after light, that's how it died. Talking about the town. That's how they die. They die from leftism. They die from greed. They die from the power-hungry unions that want to do this stuff. They want to make sure that, you know, we get ours. We're fighting for the employee. Well, you know what you're not fighting for? You're not fighting for the city. It's like teachers' unions. We fight for the rights of our teachers. Okay, but what about the kids? Well, how do you have a job, teachers' union? I'm just curious. You have a job because there are students. What happens when you have no students? What are you going to be the union of? The union of the snake. I went all Duran Duran on you right there, didn't I, baby? The union of the snake. Because you got nothing. But they don't see it. It's all about what they want. So Walmart, let me ask you, do I really have to explain to somebody that Walmart provides a service? They bring all these different things to people. You want, you're shopping for Christmas, you're shopping for your a birthday, you need a birthday card, you need some groceries, you need some lawn stuff. It is one-stop shop, convenience beyond convenience, quick foods, books, music, electronics, all of it, in a kind of a warehouse format, and you buy it as cheap as you can buy it. I mean, I can get certain things at better prices, but it's relatively inexpensive, and it's convenient. It's usually, when my aunt had brain surgery, and we looked in their house, they had no groceries. So Melissa and I said, we got to go get these people some groceries. We were in town for the Indianapolis 500. Didn't expect that. She'd had brain surgery. We knew she was struggling. They were down to one income. Where did we go? We went 2 miles up the street to Walmart. Bought $500 worth of groceries, whatever. We came back to that house. DJ was, man, Kim, my uncle-in-law, married to my aunt, who, by the way, is a year younger than I am. Yep, black folks. Yeah, white folks do it too, but we have way too many of those things happening in our family. But here's the point. Walmart was there. And I'm telling you, if it had been, the hassle would have been driving 20 miles to, or, you know, going to a grocery store in another part of town, spending another 20%, getting them one, you know, losing a quarter of the groceries we could get them at Walmart very conveniently. And this wasn't a big one. This is one of those little Walmarts. But anyway, that's what we did. And I'm glad it was there. And people demonize them. Oh, look at them making all that money. Those executives making money. They're supposed to make money. And they provide a service. And as soon as it's gone, then these people, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's gone. Theft. So they're pulling out. The retail giant said the Chatham Soup Supercenter, the Walmart Health Center, the Walmart Academy, and they give the locations, They're gonna shutter this upcoming Sunday. Getting rid of them. What a terrible thing to happen, but a metaphor for what's been happening for decades in all these cities. And capitalists will react to it. That's what Walmart did. The city can take heed in what Walmart did.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
My only question about this next story is, what took so long? Donald Trump is suing his ex-lawyer Michael Cohen for more than $500 million, alleging breach of attorney-client relationship. Good. Unjust enrichment, and even more. This is what was reported yesterday. Trump's legal team filed the more than 30-page federal lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. This is an action arising from Cohen's multiple breaches of fiduciary duty, unjust enrichment, conversion, and breaches of contract by virtue of Cohen's past service as Trump's employee and attorney. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think Cohen's too concerned about being disbarred or anything like that because the Democrats have already gotten to him, but this is for the legal field. This is Trump saying, look, the Democrats think they can just take these people, extort them, get them to say whatever they want, and then nobody fights back. By the way, I, Kevin Jackson, of the Kevin Jackson Network, have said many times, one of the only ways that you can wake up a leftist is through a lawsuit. The majority of them are not prepared to fight in court and, by the way, spend their own money having to defend themselves. They said Cohen spread falsehoods about Trump with malicious intent and to wholly self-serving ends. It details Cohen's myriad of public statements, including the publication of two books, a podcast series, and innumerable mainstream media appearances while ignoring cease and desist orders. Wow. I love this. Let me tell you, you want to know what would really save the Republican Party and the conservative movement? Is if we had a bank of lawyers that were prepared every time these leftists, school board, school unions, other unions, these service unions, whatever you call them, any of these things, whenever one of these things occurred, we, number one, initiated a lawsuit, or two, defended our own in lawsuits to where they knew, you sue Kevin Jackson, somebody's going to rise up. We're going to rise up. I can think of a song. I know there's a song out there for Rise Up. We're going to rise up. We're going to protect him. And then we're going to countersue you. You do something like that, and man, you would watch politics flip on its, it would turn on a dime. I hope to see more of this. I really do. And I'm not a litigious person. I'm just telling you, the only way you're going to win is when you do what the Democrats do. It's like I said the other day. You want to win at the ballot box? Flood it. Don't try to stop the illegal voting. Get our guys to get, okay, so give me an example. They say that the Dominion machines can be hacked or whatever. Okay. Figure out how to hack them. Hack the living daylights out of them. Make it obvious. Make them have to come back to you and say, look, this is totally a completely unfair election. It's been hacked and we can prove it. Okay, great. So we're gonna count everything. Everybody's got to look. We got to have scrutiny. We're going to have people going, no, that's Republican, that's Democrat. And you're going to throw everything out. And you do that, and you will clean up the election cycle. If you think you're going to clean it up by, oh, well, listen, it's got to be clean. We want to make sure that nobody can do this. Like the Democrats are going to stop doing stuff. That's like being in a fight and going, now listen, I know we're fighting for our lives here, but we should all agree that there will be no eye gouging, no fish hooking, no kicks to the crotch, no nipple twisters or whatever. Are you kidding me? I'm going to hit you with a truck. Let me get to your keys. I will run you over. Are you kidding me? We must learn how to fight. And that's what you got to like about Donald Trump is he's not messing around. He says, oh, you like lawsuits, do you? Okay. Cohen. Let me ask you. How did Trump do against Stormy Daniels? How did the people who sued Michael Avenatti, how'd they do against him? Fight fire with fire. Well, you want to use water, but sometimes you do fight fire with fire, believe it or not. You do controlled burns. They said it claims that in recent months, Cohen increased the frequency and hostility of the illicit acts and appears to have become emboldened and repeatedly continues to make wrongful and false statements about Trump through various platforms. And what I think this is doing, and I don't know, I'm not a legal beagle. Someone please let me know if you are. But I believe that Donald Trump is setting the stage to go ahead and sue Alvin Bragg and to sue members of the grand jury. Or to sue the state of New York. Or certainly the city of New York. I would love to see this thing all the way up to the top. But I want them sued individually. I don't want taxpayers paying for this. It reads, such continuous and escalating improper conduct by Cohen has reached a proverbial crescendo and has left Trump with no alternative but to seek legal redress through this action. Week after he pleaded, Trump pleaded not guilty to the 34 felony counts, folks, of falsifying business records in New York. They go on, they say that this thing has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's lawless and factless case and is a totally separate matter. I don't believe it. I believe this case is Trump setting the stage to say, I beat Cohen because he lied, and they knew that he lied, and they continued the case, so I'm going to go after them criminally and civilly and whatever you can do. I don't know. I ain't trying to play police, and I ain't trying to play law officer. Every time I do that, Melissa goes, well, that's not exactly true. By the letter of the law, you must do this, you must do that. And I was, oh, wow. Cohen in 2018 pled guilty to arranging the hush money payments, among other federal charges, ahead of the 2016 election to the adult film skank Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal, but maintains that Trump directed him. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to prove? Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York opted out of charging Trump, as you know. And the FEC dropped its case on the issue in 2021, yet we find ourselves here. And if I were doing a strategy for Trump, and I've already said it and I'll say it again, lawsuits. See, Alvin Bragg, and don't misunderstand me, he'll get people to pay for his lawsuits, but therein lies the slippery slope. You find out who's all connected, where the tentacles are, because Alvin Bragg is not going to be able to fight this on his own. He don't make enough money. He's going to have to find him a sugar pimp to pay for stuff the same way Hunter Biden's done, right? Hunter Biden doesn't pay for his tax evasion and his fees and all that stuff. Some fat cat Democrat that has ties to the Biden criminal family, the criminal enterprise, is the one who's stepping up to do this for him. So let's do that to Bragg.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 21-year-old airman with the Massachusetts Air National Guard is reportedly the suspect in the leaks of some highly classified defense documents on a popular game site. Jack DeShera is the name of that man, according to several reports. The Justice Department wants an emergency hearing of the Supreme Court in order to restore the FDA's full authority over the abortion pill mifepristone. Yesterday, an appeals court halted most of a Texas judge's ruling that blocked the FDA's approval. President Biden's praising Ireland for supporting Ukraine's fight with Russia.
Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine.
Biden also told the Irish Parliament he praises the country for accepting nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees. 5 o'clock tomorrow, the optimistic estimate when the flood-soaked Fort Lauderdale Airport may reopen. Rich Johnson, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love it when these left-wingers get caught in their own webs. And there's a left-wing journalist. This is what's written here. Refuse to apologize for criticizing terminology such as birthing persons. The Young Turks co-host Anna Kasparian received backlash after she called transgender inclusive language degrading to women. Those on the left responded by calling her right wing. Now, this is a woman who is as left as they come. The Young Turks, I did their show one time, you couldn't even get a word in edgewise. They're not reasonable, they're typical leftists. They know it. And as I tell you all the time about leftism, they know it until it hits them. And then suddenly when the reality hits them of whatever it is, taxes, they start making money like, what's up with these taxes, man? And you're like, oh, you like heavy taxes until it hits you. You know, or what's up with all these homeless people living in my neighborhood? I bought this high-rise multi-million dollar place so I wouldn't have to deal with all this riffraff. Oh, whoa. Same thing, right? So that's what has to hit him. But anyway, this girl, she makes the comment, look, I'm a woman. I'm proud of being a woman. I know what a woman is, and I'm not going to use the terminology of the transgender and call them birthing persons and non-lactating persons and whatever else, all these crazy things now that they call a woman. And I did a show on this. I Matt Gaetz debating with some transgender about a woman. You cannot be a man and be a woman. It's that simple. But I love it when this happens. So now she's got to fight. She's got to fight for her political life. Oh, look at you. You know, she's been a proponent of LGBT issues, LGBTQIA issues, whatever they are. All this lefty policy. And then it hits home. And this is why I talk to people all the time. Look at the inconsistencies of these movements. Women, leftist women, are having to protect themselves because this one doesn't want to appear woke. She doesn't want to run with the tide or go with the flow of the tide. And so now they come after her. Look at her. She's completely right wing. I love it. These are the things that when I talk to you about the inconsistencies inside of the leftist parties, the Democratic Party and these others, the Green Party and all that, these are them. So black folks are at war with the Latinos, and the Latinos are at war with blacks over immigration, over reparations, a host of other things. You can bet there are tons of blacks, Hispanics, that are going, reparations? Y'all stole Texas from us. The United States belongs to Mexico, or parts of it. Why do you think they're invading? And black folks are mad because they invade. Where do they live? They live near black. I mean, I could go on, right? These are the fractures in that party. But no, they don't have any issues. Joe Biden's good. Nope. Nobody's worried about his cognitive health. Nobody's worried about Hunter Biden's story. No, he's just a Renaissance guy. No, nobody's worried about any of that stuff. Joe Biden's got a real opponent. You know who's competing against Trump? I think I just saw something. I don't know if it's true yet. Tim Scott announced. I already knew Tim Scott was considering announcing for president. I don't know that he did, but I think he did. I don't know. Wasn't worth it. I mean, okay, so who do we have? John Bolton announced first, then Nikki Haley, then Vivek Ramaswamy, now Tim Scott. All four of them collectively won't make up 10% of the vote. All four collectively. Throw in some others. Who else you want? You want Lindsey Graham? You could get 20 Republicans. They won't get 30% of the vote combined. And Ron DeSantis may throw his hat in the ring, but I'm telling you, Trump is trouncing him. And I'm going to be honest with you. I like DeSantis. I have lots of friends who don't. But I'm glad Trump is trouncing him. I've come back to this very simple conclusion. Trump needs a second term. But I want to go back to this Biden having a real opponent. We're in the midst of the Nashville shooter. We got this new shooter, the bank shooter. By the way, you want to know what all these shooters have in common? Leftism and an identity crisis. If you want a common denominator to the crimes that are being committed in America today, identity crisis is it. Overwhelmingly, we have people who are shooting other people because they're jacked up in the head. They don't know who they need to be. They don't know who they want to be. Nobody's ever helped them to understand how important they are as an individual, etc. And it's very sad. I keep telling you guys, though, going back to this real opponent of Joe Biden, if you believe the media, Republicans have the serious problems and Democrats are walking on sunshine. But as with almost all things leftist, the opposite is really true. And here we are. Joe Biden gets a legitimate opponent. Democrats face a major dilemma coming up in 2024, and they pretend that they're in power, that they've got, you know, power on their side. In truth, they fear the guy who pretends to run their party, because Joe Biden is a ticking time bomb built by a meth head tweaker, one of the worst candidates in political history. Nothing's changed since 2020, by the way. Except now, unlike President Trump, Joe Biden faces a real challenger. Robert Kennedy Jr. has officially announced that he's going to run against Biden in 2024. Now, Kennedy is not a John Bolton. He's not a Nikki Haley, a rinky-dink candidate who couldn't get more votes than an Uber driver. And Trump can chuckle at every one of his challengers, make fun of him, poke fun of him like he did in 2016. But Kennedy poses a serious threat to Biden and his dementia. And consider the Kennedy pedigree. They boast a former president, JFK, an attorney general, Bobby, who got assassinated, but probably would have been president. This is a family that would have been the precursor to the Bushes. They would have had two presidents in their family. Next, you've got the actual senator, Ted Kennedy, who served for a long time. And some people, I think what you want about Ted Kennedy. I don't like the guy. He's a typical leftist idiot as far as I'm concerned. But again, a Kennedy pedigree. And then you have the fallen son of a president. That would be John F. Kennedy Jr., who got killed in the plane crash. And had he not died in that plane crash, you would have been saying another Senator Kennedy. And by now, maybe even another President Kennedy. The Kennedy name draws attention. And Teddy, I don't know that he could have been president, but take away Chappaquiddick, you know, where he killed that lady. But let me tell you, this particular one, Joe, he can plant Biden's political career 6 feet under. And you can expect that Joe Kennedy challenging Joe Biden is going to open the door to a lot of candidates who say, you know what? I want to get in the mix. As I've said many times with political prospects about Joe Biden, he's aging in dog years. And if Democrats think they struggle hiding his brain damage now, wait until next year. So who's lurking? Frankly, I see no Democrat as a serious candidate. But that's not going to stop them from installing another stooge. So we may look at them and go, they don't qualify. Don't underestimate them. It doesn't matter. You're not looking for best and brightest when it comes to Democrats. They're looking. They put Biden in 2020, for goodness sake. But now that Kennedy has knocked over that domino, folks, other dominoes are going to fall. And when you're thinking about Kennedy in the context of all of this, think about the first guy or girl who starts dancing at a party. And this is a psychological thing that they've proven. First person gets up and dances. It could be at a concert. And I'm saying before the concert. It could be at a ball game in the grassy area. One person dances. You look at them and you go, that's a kooky person right there. But as soon as the second person gets up and dances, that person's no longer a kook. And they've proven this psychologically time and time again. Once the second person dances, a lot of other people get up to dance. Don't be surprised if Biden has 5 to 10 challengers over the next few weeks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm sure you've heard this story, but I find it very interesting, and because it goes along with some of the other stuff that we're learning as well about Biden and the Democrats and what they knew, what they knew and when they knew it. This was in the New York Post. It says, former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick tells the Post he wants to testify before the federal grand jury in Delaware, considering charges against first son Hunter Biden, saying he has relevant information ignored by the FBI that implicates Biden in a foreign influence peddling conspiracy. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not the purveyor of this news. The New York Post has this story. You can look it up for yourself. I just will tell you, I don't believe anything that the left says, because every time a story like this appears, I ask myself, why is the FBI not doing its job? It says, Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, according to McCormick. He says, I'm a witness to this happening. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't get overly excited about any of this stuff. Because the minute you do, they pull the rug out from under you. I'm just going to tell you, it's an interesting story. If it is true, it validates a lot of the things that we already know about the Bidens. Says McCormick visited Ukraine with then VP Biden three times. Says that on a 2014 trip, Sullivan, then a Biden national security aide, briefed reporters aboard Air Force Two as an anonymous, quote, senior administration official about how the U.S. was interested in helping Ukraine's natural gas industry. He heard this with his own ears, apparently witnessed it with his own eyes. At the time, and unbeknownst to the public, Hunter Biden had joined the board of the Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma, working with an executive who would later meet with Joe Biden in Washington. Folks, how long are we going to let this go on? I asked this question earlier. How long are they going to ignore this? There's no doubt that Joe Biden and his family have benefited from foreign companies. And for the record, I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't care if they disclosed what they were doing, how they made their money, etc., and said, yeah, they wanted to be around my dad. And if they could prove that there was nobody getting information, you know, that, in other words, I'll come visit your country. I'll go give a speech for $750,000, but tie me to anything I've done for this group of people other than have meetings, other than be able to say I have notoriety, access to the VP, and you will get nothing but lies because I don't care what these other people do. I don't care what their business is. I'm not going to do anything to harm America, et cetera, et cetera. You get what I'm saying? That's how this would work. He says they've been looking at Hunter Biden, but this ties Joe Biden and Sullivan into promoting a kickback scheme with Ukraine. It's the timeline that does it. I want to see this. I want to hear what this man, I guess it's a man, has to say. McCormick says he was with Sullivan in the press cabin of the VP's jet en route to Kyiv, April 21st of 2014, as the aide outlined how the world's wealthiest country would help the deeply corrupt post-Soviet state build its gas industry. So Biden knew that we were going to be pouring money, funneling money into helping Ukraine rebuild its industries, and they found a conduit. We will do it. We will figure out how to get all this done and make money and grow power in Ukraine, etc. And to Joe's point, leave no crisis, behind. This happened, the guy said. Meanwhile, these guys are coordinating. This is the second story that got me. They were coordinating, the White House was coordinating the Mar-a-Lago raids when the FBI went in and searched that compound. The White House participated. America First Legal, AFL, published various documents that showed the FBI obtained records pertaining to the raid on Mar-a-Lago that took place last August via the White House. So they got these records from the White House. New National Archive Record Administration records obtained through America First Legal Investigations into the circumstances surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid further confirm that the FBI obtained access to these records through a special access request from the Biden White House on behalf of the DOJ. That's what they wrote in a press release, the AFL. It appears that the Biden White House and DOJ coordinated to obtain the Trump records and perhaps created a pretext for the law enforcement raid by way of a special access request, according to the Legal Foundation documents that they got from those folks. This stunning revelation, they said, suggests that the NARA, the archive guys, were misleading Congress about the White House's role in the shocking raid of President Trump's home. And the fact that the Biden White House was acting on behalf of the DOJ raises significant legal concerns. I'll be honest with you. I never in my wildest dreams believed the Democrats would support Joe Biden better than they support Barack Obama. They have just rallied around this first-class clown. I say all the time, they're the only animal on the planet that put their weakest in charge. They seem to want to have these people in charge. And I think that it's because they really aren't in charge. Can you imagine the lion being made to think he's in charge, but really there's other animals that are behind him sort of backing him up? Have you seen that? Like a show, I remember seeing some show where the little dog is barking, rah, 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 rah. And then the dogs that are going to get the little dog, the antagonist, are, you know, like creeping in, but then suddenly they stop. And then they start to back away, and the little dog thinks it's his barking that's making it all happen, but he's got a whole team of Rottweilers that showed up behind him, and that's the reason why the other dogs left. I think that's the way Democrats are. They know they've got all these big money, powerful people behind them, so they come in, rah, 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 rah. I'm LGBT. I'm a feminist. I'm a blah, blah, blah. And it's all because somebody's willing to back them up. Some clown is willing to back them up. But I'm going to tell you, none of this stuff is over. Here's Schweitzer. I think this doesn't give us a whole lot of more input, but maybe it does. I'm not sure when this clip. Do you guys know when we got this Schweitzer clip? I mean, I know it's new to us today, but when I listened to it, it sounded like it was the same old. But anyway, you guys can check it out. Here it is.
Why would you put classified documents in Chinatown, Peter?
I have no idea. I mean, I lived in Washington, D.C. for many years. I have no idea. I have no idea why they had him at the Biden Penn Center. That's not a place you should be keeping this stuff. You have foreign delegations that are coming all the time. You have visitors. It's an enormous problem. And I think what we're seeing, Jesse, is a merging of the sort of Hunter Biden story, the Biden family story, as it relates to China money, and now this question of these classified documents. And unfortunately, they look like they're converging, theoretically, in Beijing.
Okay, well, there you have it. So they're converging in Beijing. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, this thing ends up being part of the whole China connection. But then we learn through the AFL that these guys absolutely were part of this whole coordinated effort to raid Mar-a-Lago. And that's what gets me. So, and we touched on it a little bit earlier, but they were part of this effort. How much of this do you think you can get away with? And I don't know that we're covering any new ground on the radio right now, except our collective shared outrage. But when do we get our comeuppance? That's what I'm asking, right? When is it? I want to skin on the wall. I've said this many times. I'm ready. The nation is ready. And I love how Trump is handling this stuff. I love that I mentioned earlier, he's suing Cohen. I love that. I hope he initiates 50 more lawsuits. I hope any candidate that runs against him, not in the primary, not our guys, but anybody, I hope he sues Biden, hope he sues Harris, hope he sues Gavin Newsom, anybody. I want lawsuits just flying out like chicklets in Mexico. All I know is Biden's got a lot of problems and the Democrats have a lot of problems. Classified documents, CIA leaks, the economy's not getting any better, so they're not talking about the banks, but they're still failing. Look, wait it out, conservatives, that's all we have to do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.